不管我们在别人看见看不见的地方，
whether people can see or cannot see，
当主说我要你，
when the Lord says I want you，
当主跟我们有任何一个小小的邀请，
and when the Lord has this tiny maybe a tiny requirement of us，
哪怕是从地上捡起一根线，
or he may ask you to pick up a string on the floor，
当我们肯顺服或者为了爱而做的时候，
and when we are willing to obey and for the sake of love，
比我们立了为主殉道的心志，原谅我说还要可贵。
And this is more valuable than the heart of a martyr.
真的爱决定有行动。
And true love has action.
真的奉献一定有行动。
And true service has action.
就是把自己交给主。
And that is to offer yourself up to Him.
所以罗马书十二章告诉我们，保罗劝我们，他说：“我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。”是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。他说：“你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”
And so Paul encourages us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship."
把自己真正的交出来。
Offer yourself up truly.
从前好像在欧洲还是在哪边有一个画家、哦、他其实画图画得蛮有名的。
And then there was this artist in Europe who was famous.
啊，他的名字叫 Tucker.
And his name is called Tucker.
啊，有一次他在那里画一幅图画啊，就画到一个很穷困的一个妇人，那个干瘦瘦的一个女人。
And then one time he was drawing a thin and fragile a woman.
他怀中抱着一个瘦瘦小小的一个孩子，在他的怀中紧紧的抱着。
And she was holding tightly to a baby.
在一个狂风暴雨的深夜里面，他流落在家那个街头，他没有，他是一个 homeless， 就是没有无家可归的一个妇人。
And she was wandering in this in this dark and windy picture.
那弟兄姊妹，我们可以脑筋里面稍微去 picture 那幅图画啊。
And you can imagine this, picture in your mind.
在一个狂风暴雨的深夜里面，一个孤单的妇人怀中抱着一个瘦瘦的孩子，无家可归，流落在街头上。
And then in this middle of this storm, and this fragile, thin woman was carrying this baby.
当他在那里画画画，这个画的东西越来越多，快要完成的时候。
And as this artist was almost completing this art.
突然被他自己画的这幅画紧紧的震动、嗯、他受不了。
And then he was shaken by this drawing.
所以他把他的所有的笔刷往地上一丢、嗯、他就开始去整理行李，他到非洲去当宣教士去。
And so he threw out all his brushes and he became a missionary to Africa.
后来他成为 Bishop Tucker of Uganda、啊、就是乌干达的这个很有名的一个大主教。
And later on he became the Bishop of Uganda.
他在乌干达的街上，在那里帮助穷人，在那里把福音传给他们。
And then on the streets of Uganda, he helped the poor people and spread the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，每一次当神的爱在这里面 stir， 在这里激动我们的时候，
and every time when the Lord's love stirred up in us，
我们一定不要仅止于心愿和感动，仅止在一个心愿跟感动。
And we must not just stay in the condition of being stirred up.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要把自己的身体交出来。
We must offer up our bodies to Him.
让这个爱成为一个具体的行动。
That this love can have action.
让这个奉献成为一个具体的奉献。
And that this offering has action.
而最具体的就是我们愿意把自己交给主。
And the best action is that we offer our bodies to Him.
我们像泥土，他像陶匠一样。
And we are the clay, he is the potter.
他自由的可以来塑造来使用我们。
He can use us as he wishes.
所以就连我们在生活里面的经历和遭遇都可以来侍奉他。
And then no matter what our experiences are, our difficulties are, we can still serve them.
我想我们今天 Mark 弟兄也在我们中间、啊、他明天要接受一个手术。
And we know that Brother Mark is with us today. Tomorrow he will be undergoing an operation.
他里面的癌症复发，所以需要再接受一次的手术。
And the cancer has recurred, and then he needs to be operated on.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常以为这就是我的一个遭遇，一个不幸的遭遇。
And many times we would feel like this is unfortunate that it happened to us.
其实我们在那个全能的陶匠的手中。
But we are under the all-powerful potter.
照着他的心中的纯正和手中的巧妙在这里制作。
And then according to his wonderful work, he would work on us.
借着我们每样的遭遇和环境, 他在我们身上要得到一个 masterpiece, 得到一个杰作。
And then through all circumstances and things that happen in our lives, he wants to obtain a masterpiece.
所以在这一切的环境里面, 我们荣耀他, 都是在侍奉他。
And then in all these circumstances, when we glorify him, we are serving him.
所以诗篇50篇告诉我们, 凡是以感谢为祭, 献给神的, 就是荣耀他。
And in Psalms it says that whoever offer our praises to him, we are glorifying him.
我们在这样子的环境里面, 我们还能够来赞美他, 来感谢他, 弟兄姊妹, 这就是侍奉他。
And then in such circumstances, we can praise him, then that's serving him.
第三个讲到这个驴驹,
Thirdly, we talk about the colt.
这个驴驹他愿意甘心的被主来使用。
And this colt was is willing to be used by the Lord.
一方面讲到圣经上告诉我们说, 这一批驴驹是从来没有被人骑过的。
And this colt, no one has ever ridden it before.
有人告诉我们去骑第一次去骑这些没有被人骑过的马或是驴驹, 都是一件很冒险的事情。
And people tell us that it's very risky to ride a horse or a colt that has never been ridden before.
因为它实在是自由惯的。
Because it has been free.
突然一下子主人骑在他的身上，他受不了的。
And all of a sudden, someone rides with them, it cannot take it.
因为有没有看过 Texas 那些 cowboy 骑在那些马上流上，被人家蹬啊蹬啊蹬啊把他给摔下来。
Have you seen in Texas where the cowboys will ride the broncos?
所以不甘心受拘束。
And they are not willing to have someone ride on them.
在诗篇32篇大卫的祷告告诉我们。
And then in Psalm 32, David's prayer tells us.
他说我们不可以像那个无知的骡马，必须要用脚环配头勒住它，否则不能够驯服。
And we must not be like the mule or the horse that does not have knowledge except by a bit of bridle.
这是我们的本性，不太容易驯服的。
And it's just like us because we do not like to obey.
这个先知告诉我们，他说少年负轭是好的。
And then the prophet tells us that the youth that carry a yoke is good.
小朋友们，如果在家里面被爸爸妈妈管，千万不要受同学的影响。
And then children, when your parents teach you, do not be influenced by your fellow friends.
照着神的心意，少年人负轭永远是好的。
And according to the word of God, according to the will of God, the young people that carry a yoke, that's good for them.
我常常跟很多刚生孩子的父母亲讲，我说孩子身上最重要的一个 character， 我们父母要帮助他的，叫他学顺服。
And then every time I talk to the new parents, I said the most important thing for the children is to obey you.
你要知道，在这个19世纪的时候，威尔斯有一个大复兴。
And then in the 19th century, there was a great revival in Wales.
他们带领的弟兄讲了一句话。
And then the leader, the brother who's leading the service,
就是我今天在主题底下用的那句英文话。
And that is the word I use today to describe this meeting.
他说 bend me and use me.
That is bend me and use me.
弟兄姊妹，一个人意志不能够被神折服的话，神没有办法使用他。
And the will of a person that cannot be bent by God, God cannot use them.
他做什么都要根据自己的意志，神没有办法用他。
If he does everything according to his own will, God cannot use him.
神必须先折服我们这个人，神才可能用我们。
God must first bend us before he can use us.
所以整个威尔斯大复兴能够起来，因为弟兄姊妹在主的面前学习一个很深的功课，让主来折服他们。
And then the Wales revival happened because the brothers and sisters were willing to be used by God.
弟兄姊妹，任何一次神的祝福和复兴，如果要临到教会，临到我们个人身上，神必须先折服我们。
And if the revival of God were to appear among us, we must be bended and used by God.
我们如果要我们的孩子能够在主的面前承受更大的祝福，他的意志必须要被折服。
And then if our children were to be used by God, then their will needs to be bent.
不是说我们要找不合理的事情故意去折他。
It's not that we unreasonable things for them to do.
弟兄姊妹，而是在他们不照着主的话偏离的时候，我们要让他的 will 能够被神折服下来。
But rather when they walk in the path that's different than than the will of God, then we need to bring them back.
如果他连看得见的父母, 看得见的权柄都不能顺服, 弟兄姊妹, 你不要说他能够顺服,
and if they can see you as authority, and they do not obey you, how can they obey the Lord that do not see?
千万不要以为说我的孩子如果不顺服我能够顺服神就好了, 弟兄姊妹, no way, 不可能。
And there's no way that you can say that your children do not obey you and yet obey God.
除非他将来长大在主的面前。
Other than that one day he will grow up in the Lord.
而你的要求是不合圣经的时候，他或许会不顺服。
And then your requirement is not according to the Bible, he may not obey you.
而当他小的时候，一些正常的该有的家规他不能顺服，弟兄姊妹，他将来不可能顺服神。
And then when he or she is young and there are house rules and he's not willing to obey those, he cannot serve the Lord.
这只驴驹从来没有人骑过。This
colt, no one has ever ridden it before.
就像小孩子生下来，他从来没接过order，你第一次命令他的时候，他会受不了。
And then just like the baby, when he grows up, nobody has never taken orders before. The first order he takes, it cannot take it.
我带我儿子到迪士尼去的时候，给他们外面那个纪念品店，一人叫他们买一件小 T恤。
And then I brought my children to Disneyland, and then at the outside they were selling souvenirs.
我那个全家最小的儿子回来挑的衣服上面是 Who is the boss?
And then
I am the boss.
And then my younger son picked a T-shirt with the saying that who is the boss?
No, not who is the boss. 他还没那么属灵，他说 I am the boss.
I am the boss.
画了一只小唐老鸭，那么一个小鸭子在那边说 I am the boss.
And then there's this Donald Duck picture asking the question, saying that I am the boss.
我跟他说不可以穿在爷爷的面前。
I told him that you cannot wear it in front of your grandfather.
弟兄姊妹，这一场征战从孩子呱呱落地就开始。
And then this battle starts when they are young.
我不是说我们要对孩子不好不合理，千万不要误会。
It's not that I'm saying it's not don't be good to your children or be unreasonable with them.
你真的爱孩子，孩子们会知道。
If you truly love your children, they will know.
但是弟兄姊妹，爱也包括把他们带到主的面前。
Francis says, but love means that we want to bring them before the Lord.
爱也包括我们让他的意志能够在神的面前被柔软下来。
And the love is that their will may be softened before the Lord.
所以在这边这个驴驹，他甘愿被主使用。
And then this colt is willing to be used by God.
从来没有人骑过他。
No one has ride on it before.
而当主耶稣那天骑在上面的时候。
And yet that day when Jesus rode it.
主耶稣虽然很瘦，但是我想也跟我差不多挺这个，至少跟我差不多重啊。
And then Jesus is very thin, maybe he's just like my height and weight.
但是这个小驴驹子带着主耶稣，在众人的这么多的欢呼欢叫的里面，他居然能够乖乖的顺服的带着主耶稣。
And this young colt was able to carry Jesus among all the noise and praises from people.
弟兄姊妹，这个小驴驹他甘心被主使用。
Francis says this colt was willing to be used by Jesus.
他甘心让主坐在他的身上，主能够来使用他。
And it was willing that the Lord ride on him and be used by him.
这个小驴驹做的一件事情，他顺服，他高举基督。
And this young colt was obedient to God and in such a way exalted the Lord.
虽然在人来看，他是一个那样子的一个渺小、那个不被重视的一个小驴驹。
Although in the eyes of man, he's just like a little colt.
但是那一天却应验了整个旧约圣经那个荣耀的应许。
And yet that day it was the prophecy of the Old Testament was fulfilled.
弥赛亚来，还要坐在驴驹上面。
The Messiah will come and will ride on the colt.
所以约翰福音12章15节告诉我们说， 西安的驴子啦，你们不要惧怕，与你的王骑着驴驹来了。
And so the Bible says that do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意像这只小驴驹一样，带着耶稣进到人的中间去？
Are we willing to be like this young colt to be to have Jesus ride on us among men?
我们愿意真的照着圣经所说的，我成为这只小驴驹，我高举基督做王。
Are we willing to be like this code that we serve the Lord, that we exalt him?
当我到哪里去的时候，人不是看见我这个驴驹神气，而是看见我身上主在那里坐。
And no matter where I go, people don't see me, but then the king that's riding on me.
当人在那里拍手，在那里把衣服铺在我们的脚下的时候，他是为了我身上的王，不是为了我。
And then when they are clapping and then they lay the clothes down before me, they are not there for me, but then for the king who is riding on me.
这只驴驹身上如果没有主的话，没有人会把衣服铺在他的脚前。
And this colt, this the Lord is not on him, nobody would put the clothes before him.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们能够那样子的有价值或者有意义，因为我们带着基督，我们高举基督。
And then our lives has meaning and worth because the Lord is on us.
我们愿不愿意交在他的手中？
Are we willing to give ourselves?
虽然我们这么不值钱，不被人注意。
Although we are worthless.
但是因为我们上面坐的是西安的君王。
Because that's riding on us is the King of Zion.
因为我们身上所坐的是众人所盼望已久的那位君王。
And then the one who's riding on us is the one that had been expected.
所以不管这个驴驹走到哪里去，给人带来的震撼。
And then no matter where the colt went, the people were shaken.
不管这个驴驹走到哪里去，哪边充满了何塞纳赞美神的声音。
And no matter where the colt went, there were sounds of Hosanna and praise.
不是因为我们，是因为我们身上高举的基督。
It's not us, but then the Lord that we have exalted.
不是因为我们，是因为主能够自由的使用我们。
It's not us, but then that the Lord can use us willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿认主使用我们？
And the brothers and sisters, are we willing to be used of the Lord?
所以我在中学的时候就读了一本书，叫做《用我一生》。我不知道有没有读过。
And then when I was in middle school, I read this book saying that with the title saying that that the Lord may use me.
用我一生，一整生 ，whole life.
That the Lord may use me my whole life.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意都答应主这样子的呼召？
Are we willing to answer to the Lord's calling?
啊，最后我们看见周围的众人。
And lastly, we see the people are. The crowds.
他们看见耶稣来的时候,
when they saw Jesus coming,
他们把自己的衣服脱下来,
they took their coats off.
他们铺在驴子的身上,
they put the coats on the coat and then also on the road.
弟兄姊妹, 那时候不是柏油马路,
and those are not asphalt roads.
都是泥土路的,
and they are just dirt roads.
而衣服说到人的荣美, 说到人的尊贵,
and then the coats spoke of the glory and the beauty of man.
弟兄姊妹，这帮人把自己的衣服都脱下来铺在地上。
And they took off the coats and put it on the ground.
你愿不愿意把你的红夹克铺在那？
Are you willing to take off your jacket?
那么漂亮的，给那个驴子走过去以后， 对不对？
And such a beautiful coat, but after the coat passes by, it would not smell good.
弟兄姊妹，人都愿意把衣服脱下来放在地上，然后在这里唱何塞纳归给你。
And the crowds were willing to take off the clothes, put it on the floor, and then sang Hosanna and praised the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们里面赞美神，都是侍奉神。
And brothers and sisters, today when we praise the Lord, we are serving Him.
我这次到西雅图去，另外一件事情感动我的。And
the second thing that touched me this time when I went to Seattle was
就是他们的祷告一个接一个的。That
their prayer is continuous.
我去的时候 ，Michael 就已经跟我讲，这个培元弟兄就跟我讲，他说这边的波饼聚会祷告是要抢的。
And then when I went there, Michael, Brother Michael told me that to pray at the communion service, you have to fight for your turn.
没有那么严重。
It's not that serious.
你不抢，你没有机会祷告。
And if you don't take the opportunity, you will not be able to pray.
结果我到了那边去以后，他们的传道人孙弟兄跟我讲，他说 Michael 弟兄在这里。 祷告抢着祷告。
And then the pastor there said that Michael when he prays that he's like he has to fight for it.
他常常第一个，有时候一次聚会祷告两三次。
And then many times he pray a couple three or four times.
我就记得见到 Michael 的时候，我一定要骂他，在这边没有那么多祷告，到那边那么多祷告。
And then so I wanted to when I met Michael there, I wanted to tell him when he was here, he did not pray like that.
弟兄姊妹就是一个人阿门完，另外一个接着就出来。
And one person finished amen, and then the other one took up.
弟兄姊妹，要能够开口赞美，受到我们灵里面都要预备的。
And then to be able to open our mouth and praise, that means our spirits must be ready.
我们真觉得那位看不见的王，我们虽然看不见他，但是我们却知道他在这里。
And the Lord that we do not see, the invisible Lord, yet He is here.
所以我们真的巴不得把我们的赞美虽然简短一两句，但是我们都愿意献给他。
And then although our praises may be only one or two sentences, we're willing to offer them up to Him.
他们中间有一个年长的老弟兄，也是90多岁了啊。
and they have an elderly brother there who is in his 90s.
他的耳朵已经几乎听不太到。
And then he can't hear very well anymore.
所以每一次播饼聚会,
every communion service,
当他听到大家唱诗唱完一闭眼睛的时候，他必须赶快开口祷告。
And when he knew the brothers and sisters had finished singing, he would open up his mouth to pray.
如果说他慢了一点呢，别人已经先祷告的话，他常常就会弟兄姊妹就会听到有个老先生啊，很大声的在那里问旁边的人。
And then if somebody else started praying before him, they would hear this elderly brother in a loud voice asking others.
现在有没有人祷告啊？
Is anybody praying now?
人家说没有，他马上开口祷告。
And if they said no, then he would immediately pray.
有时候他正在问的时候，别人开口了，所以他也跟着开口。 那旁边的媳妇就会打他一下，他就赶快闭口。
And then sometimes he was not in time, somebody else started praying, and then his daughter-in-law would say that stop, somebody else is praying.
他们说他没有一个主日他不祷告。
And then they said that there's no Sunday that he doesn't pray.
我这次去的时候正好礼拜四礼拜五，他听说他身体都不好，还要送医院的。
And then on Thursday and Friday when I was there, he was in poor health, so he was in the hospital.
礼拜天他抱病，他还是来聚会，还是抢着祷告。
And then on Sunday, he came to the communion service and he prayed.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经不需要像旧约一样那样子要杀牛杀羊去献祭给神。
Brothers and sisters, we do not like to be in the Old Testament where they have to offer our bulls and sheep.
但是有的时候我们不能够了解为什么我们的嘴巴连开都是这么困难。
Many times we don't understand why it's so hard for us to open up our lips.
弟兄姊妹不是开给我们听，而是神喜悦听见我们对他的赞美。
It's not like we like to hear it, but rather the Lord loves to hear our praise.
而这边的人就把所有的衣服铺在地上，他们在那里唱和尚了。
And then all these crowds put their coats on the ground and they sang Hosanna.
弟兄姊妹，我们以感谢为祭献给神，我们赞美神都是一个高的侍奉。
And then our words of thanks to the Lord is service to Him.
偶尔一次软弱，我们祷告不出来还好说。
And it may be occasionally we may be weak and we cannot pray.
我们每次都祷告不出来。
And if we cannot pray every time,
2年、3年、5年还祷告不出来，弟兄姊妹，我们要靠主。
And then if 2 or 3 or 5 years we cannot pray, then we need to depend on the Lord.
我们要 overcome 我们自己里面的那个被动，或者甚至懒散。
We need to overcome our passiveness and also our laziness.
或者我们个性的害羞胆怯。
Or whether we are shy.
我们要在主面前勇敢起来。
We must be brave and bold before the Lord.
趁着有机会还有时间，我们来赞美他。
And then when there's still time and opportunity, we need to praise Him.
当大卫去迎接约柜的时候，他高兴的唱着、跳着、衣服脱了赞美神，对不对？
And then when David brought the ark in, he was dancing and then he took off his clothes.
连他的妻子都嘲笑他。
And then even his wife despised him.
今天我们播饼聚会没有要我们脱衣服、唱着、跳着，我们只是开口。
And today we are not asking that we dance and take off our clothes, but we're just asking us to open up our mouth.
所以不要在乎别人怎么看我们。
Do not pay attention to how other people look at you.
在乎我们祷告的对象。
But rather pay attention to the one who we are praying to.
在乎你祷告的目的。
And pay attention to the purpose of your prayer.
最简单的话都能够摸着神的心。
And the most simple words can touch the heart of God.
我也在祷告，有一天我们的这些小朋友，连波饼他们也会开口祷告。 我希望这些小朋友有一天他们也能够开口祷告。
And my hope is that one day at the communion meeting, the young children will open up their mouths in prayer.
我们一起在主的面前学习来爱他。
And that we can all learn before the Lord to love Him.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨借着这样子的一个故事。
Sisters, that this morning through this story,
我们都愿意把自己交给他。
That we're willing to offer up ourselves to Him.
当初100多年前，神怎样让复兴临到的威尔斯？
And over 100 years ago, how the revival came to Wales?
因为他们在众人面前有一个迫切真心的祷告，就是 Bend me and use me.
Because they have this prayer that God would bend them and use them.
弟兄姊妹，但愿这也成为我们今天的祷告。That
this too can be our prayer today.
让我们把我们的侍奉的目标集中在主耶稣的身上。That
the person who is serving is the Lord Jesus.
好让主的喜乐先来充满我们。
And that the joy of the Lord will first fill us.
侍奉耶稣真有快乐。
And serving the Lord is joy to us.
我们只唱第一节跟第三节。
Let's turn to a hymn book to hymn
639首。
639. We'll sing the first and third stanza.
我想我们今天的 program sheet 后面有一篇见证，是我们中间的姊妹自己做的。
And in the program sheet, there's a testimony written by our sister.
真的告诉我们侍奉耶稣真有快乐。
And she says that serving the Lord is true joy.
她的侍奉也让我在主的面前非常的感动，真的是风雨无阻的侍奉。
And then her service before the Lord has touched me.
弟兄姊妹，在神家有许多这样子的弟兄姊妹，我们为着这个，我们感谢神。
And then there's so many such brothers and sisters in the house of the Lord, and we thank the Lord for them.
我们也求主兴起更多真心爱耶稣、侍奉耶稣的人。
And then we ask the Lord to raise up more such brothers and sisters who love us.
主肯用我们，是主爱我们。
The Lord is willing to use us because He loves us.
主肯用我们，是主高抬了我们。
And the Lord is willing to use us because He is honoring us.
若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
My Father will honor the one who serves me.
我们唱第一节跟第三节。
Let's sing stanza 1 and 3.
预备，来，侍奉耶稣的羊。